Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jenna.
Oh my God, it's my dad
speaking.
Happy birthday.
Hello, it's your mom wishing you happy birthday.
Oh, it's my mom. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small-town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Well, hi, I'm not Jenna Kutcher, host of the Gold Digger podcast, but don't worry, she'll be here in just a minute. I'm Kylie, the manager and producer of the show, and along with Jenna and our entire team of wildly talented women, I help make this show happen each week. Jenna told me she wanted to do a new Ask Jenna Anything episode this month, and when we realized it would land on her birthday, April 8th, I could not waste the opportunity to surprise her. So this is a special birthday edition of Ask Jenna Anything on the Gold Digger podcast. You'll hear from some familiar names and voices of Team JK in this episode, but you'll also hear a few surprises. Jenna has no idea what she is about to hear. I've given her strict instructions. No listening to the questions before she sits down to record, so no preparation. She must listen and answer in order, and she must keep the track rolling the whole time so we can hear her reactions. I am so excited for you to hear this candid, off-the-cuff version of Jenna as she answers questions about her personal life, business, what makes her laugh, and more. So in the words of Jenna herself, let's dive on in.
Thanks to ShipStation for supporting Gold Digger. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface so that they're easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. Use my offer code GOLDDIGGER to get a 60-day free trial. My dear friend and website traffic expert, Russell Brunson, just dropped his new book. It's called Traffic Secrets. And if you want to get more dream customers onto your website and into your funnels, you'll want to dive into this ASAP. Get a free copy of the book, just cover the shipping, at jktrafficsecrets.com. That's jktrafficsecrets.com. All right, here we go. I literally have no idea about what's about to happen. I mentioned that it was going to be my birthday and my team was like, hold, please. And so now I'm sitting in front of my microphone with a folder filled with items and I'm supposed to just answer these questions. So for the record, I have no idea what I'm about to be asked. I have no idea what they've done, but I think it's time to hit play on number one and to find out. Here we go.
Hey everyone, it's Caitlin from the JK team. Okay, Jay, here's my question for you because it's something I'm dreaming about a lot lately, being stuck at home with my husband and kids. Okay, so if you had an entire day to yourself to do whatever you wanted, what would you do?
Okay, so the first question comes from Caitlin. And I feel like lately, since we've been home so much and unexpectedly, and I mean, it's not too shocking to know that this actually resembles our real life. But if I had the day to myself and the house to myself, you would probably find me laying on the couch watching an entire season of Project Runway, eating a lot of carbs, and making a margarita. And I love like when you get so into a TV show that you kind of like fall asleep in one episode and then you wake up and pick up on the next one. And that's kind of my dream. I'd probably order delivery sushi too. Like the simplest, slummest day sounds amazing to me. So that is what my dream day is. Okay, number two, here we go.
Hey, Jenna, it's me, Kylie, your podcast producer, as if you needed a reminder. I want to know if you could relive any day in your life, major milestones excluded, what day would you relive?
Ooh, major milestones excluded, because right away I was like, it'd be Conley's birth. Even though it wasn't perfect, it would totally be that. But since I can't answer that way, actually something popped into my head. I remember the day that my work was first published in a magazine. And as a photographer, it literally made me cry. And I remember we lived in this tiny little apartment in this little village in Wisconsin, and I knew that the magazine was coming. And so it was kind of one of those things where every day I'd run to the mailbox just to see if it was there. And I remember running outside in my PJs, and we had this huge row of mailboxes, and I put my little key in and I unlocked it, and I saw that magazine, and I just quickly went through every page to find like the three photos they chose of mine. And I just remember that being a day where I felt so validated in my choice to become an entrepreneur. If I could just close my eyes and go back to that moment, I just remember feeling pride, feeling overwhelmed, feeling so excited. It just felt like I had made it, which is so funny because it was such a tiny moment in my career, but it was a really big one.
Hey, Marissa here. My question is, other than me, totally kidding, who in your life do you wish you'd met sooner and why?
Oh, who do I wish I'd met sooner? Wow, that's a brilliant question. One of my students recently asked me what I thought was one of the biggest catalysts in my business. And truthfully, I think it was joining a mastermind. And so while not a particular person comes to mind, I think proximity comes to mind because there were so many years in my career where I just felt like I was alone. People couldn't necessarily relate to my goals. They didn't really understand what I did. And it wasn't because I was extra special. It just was because I wasn't in proximity with people who were chasing similar goals. And so when I think about it, I think I wish I would have joined a mastermind earlier because being around people who are striving to reach the same goals you are, or who are putting themselves into the arena day after day, or who are dreaming those really outrageous dreams, I think that changed the way that I thought, and it really shifted my mindset into what's possible and that I'm not crazy and I'm not alone and I don't have to be isolated. And so I wish that I would have done that sooner so that I could have just been in proximity with the people, so not a person, but people who dreamt the same way that I do. Because when you get to walk side by side with people who are in alignment with where you're headed, it makes the journey so much more fun. All right, on to number four.
Hey, Jenna, it's Maddie. I'm wondering what you're most looking forward to with Coco as she grows up.
Oh, there are so many things I'm looking forward to with my daughter. She's already just becoming so fun, such a little person. It's just crazy. I think some of the moments that I'm looking forward to are just times where she really understands me and understands what I do. I think one of the hardest parts about being a mom is just feeling like you're half in when it comes to work and motherhood. And I think a lot of us, especially in this season, we know the type of mom that we want to be, but we don't feel like we're showing up as that version of ourselves because things are stressful and different right now. And so I'm excited for the day when I can explain to her what I do and how I serve the world and have those conversations with her, which sounds so silly and so lofty, but for her to understand the impact that her story has made and just the reason why I work so hard. But beyond that, I mean, I'm super excited for things like getting a manicure with her or going dress shopping and like all of those things if she wants to do them. But man, I just love a lot of those little moments that the world never sees. And those are like so special. So a million of those too.
Hey, honey, it's your amazing husband and
it's true.
Super cute daughter here. We had one question for you, and it's if you had to name the top three moments of our first 15 months of parenting, what would those three moments be? Let's relive some of the good times, even though every day is a good time. But what are your top three? I want to hear it.
Oof.
Love you.
Okay, top three times as a family of three. So the first one would just be the day she was born. And I remember just looking over at Drew with just like this admiration and just, it makes me emotional just thinking about it. That day was really special. Okay, but beyond that day, I think it's just these little nuanced moments. I think our travels with her, so having her meet a kangaroo, and just these things where it's like, wow, her life is just this adventure, and seeing us live that out too, because I think a lot of times when people become parents, their world changes so much, and it does. It absolutely does. But we were always stubborn and saying, like, we're still going to travel and we're still going to do these things. And while we do them and they look totally different than they used to, we're still doing it. So I would say just all of the places that she's gotten to see and we've gotten to experience through her eyes. And then I would just say the simple moments, like the moments every day, like where we go on a walk together as a family and she makes animal noises and we stop to inspect every rock and every waterfall. And those are my favorite moments. But I've got to say too, like getting to watch her relationship with Drew is just super special because they spend every day together and he is just such an incredible dad. So shout out to the man who makes all of this and more possible. I love that question.
Happy, happy birthday.
It's oh my gosh, my sister. Here.
Let's see. I don't even know where to start. I'm just so stinking proud of you, Jenna. I just can't even express it enough over this little audio clip. So I love you so much. Happy birthday. You are such a rare, special, one in a billion kind of person. And I'm just so thankful that you're my sister. So my fun little question for you would be, if you could have like any other career, what would it be? Like, it's so hard to picture you being anything but an entrepreneur in what you're doing, but I'm curious if you just had like an everyday job, what do you think it would be? So love you tons. Happy birthday. And I can't wait to hear your answer.
You know what I think I would love to do? And I love hearing from my sister. She's been one of my biggest fans and cheerleaders through life. And I hope I've done the same for her. But if I could do anything, you know what popped into my head was to be a barista. And I know that sounds so silly, but one, you get to communicate and make people's days brighter, and you get to be kind of creative and try new things. I used to be a waitress and I loved being a waitress because you get to change the tone of the day for someone else and you get this opportunity to serve them literally and figuratively. And I also just love the challenge of like the better service you give, the more opportunity you have to earn. And so some days when I'm struggling in my current career, I just remember, like, the better you serve, the more potential you have to brighten someone's day or to even earn more. So I think it would be like to be a barista or to be a waitress again. I think that would be really fun. But I struggle to visualize anything else as well. And I think that's a good thing because I think that makes me feel like I'm in the right place, which is really important. So I love this. Okay, next one.
Hey there, it's Audrey, Jenna's content writer, and my question for Jenna is, who is your celebrity crush?
Okay, you guys are going to die. I love awful TV. Like, Drew and I watch the worst TV. And nowadays, we can barely get through an entire episode in an evening. I mean, it takes us like 3 days to finish one Very Cavallari, let me be honest. But I would say my celebrity crush would have to be, and this is going to, you guys are going to like throw me in the doghouse after this. If you watch MTV The Challenge, there's a guy named Zach on it, and I think he's super attractive. His personality, not so much, but I think he's super attractive. I'm trying to think of other celebrities that I would like freak out at. Oh, the Manny in This Is Us, Justin, super cute. He looks kind of like Drew, so I think I'm aligned here. I guess I've never really thought about that one, so that's a great question. All right, next one.
Jenna, hi, it's me, your old pal and Team JK pro copywriter, Brooklyn. Hi, happy birthday. So you're a ray of hot vitamin D blasted sunshine for us all. So because of that, I would really love to know this. What is it that really makes you laugh your buns off? Like, what are those little things that just absolutely delight you?
I don't know if I should share the real answer here. I feel like the internet critics are going to come after me, but I think tooting, farting is so funny. And people have made fun of me before because I talk about this, but I think it's so funny. And it's really funny if Coco toots, because she always just looks super confused as to what just happened. And then we all just start giggling. And man, that girl can let some rip. So I have to say it's toots. And that's so silly. But that's my reality, you guys. I waited an entire year before I tooted in front of Drew. And I know so many women who do not toot in front of their loved ones, which is crazy to me. You're probably walking around this world right now with a sore belly because you're holding in your gas. And so if that was the way that I lived, I would have a bad stomach every day. I'm not saying I'm super gaseous. I'm just saying this is the reality. So I waited an entire year. I'm pretty sure I tooted in front of Drew on our first anniversary. Like, hi, happy anniversary. I love you. You're stuck with me. Okay. So I think tooting is really funny. Okay. Moving on.
Happy birthday, Jenna.
Oh my God, it's my dad
speaking. One of my favorite memories was how persistent you were to go fishing when fishing. You were a little yes. girl. On a stormy day, and then ended up catching the biggest fish. Anyways, my question to you is, what do you see your business doing in the future? Part one. And part two, when are you going to make me a grandpa again? Love you. Bye.
Oh, this is so sweet. Oh, I love my dad so much. So I see my business in the future. I want to be this like reliable source of high-end information for people who are using Google University to piecemeal things together, because I wasted so much time doing that. And so I feel like the future of my business is more of a media company and less per se about me specifically, but just more of like a resource library for people. Because when I talk about time being our currency, I sincerely believe that. And I don't want you to waste time when you get things started. I know getting started is the hardest part. So why waste time trying to Google everything? So I kind of see us continuing to just put out content and be super thoughtful with helping people with the systems and the steps necessary to do what they love. And the second question, when am I going to make you a grandpa? Again, it won't be for a little while. I feel like the other day I finally had this thought where I was like, okay, I get why people start to feel ready around this time, because Coco is so fun. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so our plan, if we have a plan, which we know plans don't always work, would be to start trying again this winter and have them be about 3 years apart. So Dad, you're going to have to hang on a bit longer and we'll navigate those waters when we get there. But for now, we're just enjoying our little bean. And I know that she loves her papa so, so much. Oh, this is so fun. Where are my friends in the product-based space who spend more time at the post office getting their goods in the hands of customers than at their own home? Is that you? Simplify your shipping with ShipStation. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. Just a few clicks and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your product out fast to keep your customers happy. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface. And they work with all major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. You can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Gold Digger listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the offer code Gold Digger. There's absolutely no risk, and you can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Gold Digger. That's ShipStation.com, then enter the offer code Gold Digger. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. Can I give you a book recommendation real quick? I'm so excited about this book for 100 reasons, but let me cut to the chase. If you want to get more people on your website and into your funnels, snag a free copy of Traffic Secrets by my friend Russell Brunson at jktrafficsecrets.com. Just cover shipping and the book and knowledge are yours. This book is incredible, and I'm not just saying that because there's an entire chapter inside of it inspired by me, I promise. If you want more strategies and methods Russell has perfected for bringing more traffic to your platforms, get your hands on this book. I even give away some of my best Instagram growth secrets in chapter number 10. So I want for you to get your hands on it and get a free copy of this book. All you have to do is cover the shipping, and you can do this at jktrafficsecrets.com. Russell combined years of research plus his incredible traffic secrets to get more eyeballs and more dream customers onto your site and into your funnels. This book is free. Just cover the shipping if you use my link, jktrafficsecrets.com. That's jktrafficsecrets.com. All right, back to the episode.
Hey, Jenna, it is your brother-in-law, Adam. I just wanted to wish you a very happy and special birthday.
Cool.
My question to you is, do you ever find yourself jealous? Mm-hmm. And maybe more specifically, do you ever find yourself jealous of the bromance that Drew and I have developed over the years? It's okay. What we have is truly special. Anyway, happy birthday. I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, this is so cool. Yeah, I find myself jealous a lot, actually. And I think that's only human. And I think what happens and what I've trained my brain to do is that if I see someone doing something and I'm like, ah, oh, I want to do that, or why do they get to do that? I have trained my brain to manually think of all the steps it took for them to be doing that thing. And then I ask myself, am I willing to do that to get to that result? And most of the time, the answer is no. So I get jealous a lot, because I think that whenever you feel that jealousy pang, it's like this like deeper desire of like, oh, I should be doing that, or I could do that better, or how come they get this opportunity and I don't? And so to stay in alignment with my true version of success, which is freedom, a lot of times when I lay out the steps necessary to get that end result that I see someone else getting, I realize that's actually not in alignment with my version of success. But I think jealousy can spur your creativity and it can drive you, but it shouldn't be the driving force behind what you do and what you create. But I also love your bromance. And I think our cismance, if that's a word, is even stronger.
Happy birthday.
Oh my
to
God.
You.
And ask for your question.
Why you they be covered?
I don't know what he said. Hold on, I need to play that again. That's my nephew Evan.
Why you they be covered?
I have no idea what he said. Hi, Evan. I love you so much. He's probably asking when he can see Coco, which would probably be accurate. So they have a love that runs real deep.
Hi, Jenna. It's Danielle. My question is, what has been your biggest business learning lesson so far?
Biggest learning lesson.
Also, what do you wish for the future of your business and Jenna Kutcher in general, personally and professionally?
Okay, the biggest business learning lesson that I've had is truly revolving around time. And whenever I start to feel super overwhelmed with what's on my plate, I realize that I'm just crossing off tasks and I'm not actually focused on what is to come or the future. And so I feel like as a 3 on the Enneagram, the achiever, I always want to be doing and tackling things and creating and all these things. But the biggest lesson I've learned is that I am actually at my best when I save time to be filled in with whatever it is that I feel like needs to be done versus jam-packing my schedule to create, 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 create. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, where is this even going? What is the greater purpose? So time allows me to be strategic, which allows me to grow and scale. And when I don't reserve my time, then I find myself on this hamster wheel and exhausted. The second part of your question, what do I see for the brand and for myself? I spoke about what I see for the brand, which is just continuing to just simplify and provide steps and to be this resource for people. But for me personally, I really want to pursue a life of balance, which I hate the term balance, but to really walk the walk in what we teach and to be a present mom, but also to be a present leader and figuring out how those two can coexist. So I feel like I'm just going to be cracking the code on this as we go and just staying determined to figure out what that looks like. But for me, I love what I do. I am so eager to work. I hate the weekends because it means I can't work. And so while I don't have to work, I love to work. And so just figuring out how to marry the two of being the kind of mom and wife I want to be with being the leader and the creator that I am.
Happy birthday, Jenna. You're getting better with age, you know. Here's my question for you. What was your impression of Russ and I when we first met? Thank you.
Ooh, this one makes me smile. That's Drew's mom. And oh my goodness. So the first time we met them was actually so interesting. And it was so funny because there are so many similarities between Drew's parents and my parents and our upbringings. And so we connected on so many different levels, which was so exciting. But the first time that I met his parents, I pulled up in my college car. And I remember the next day, Drew's dad saying, Jenna, you have a flat tire. And I remember crying at their kitchen table because I had $53 in my bank account. And I didn't even know if I could afford a tire to get back to the university. And so immediately they were like, don't worry, like we'll help you out. It's not a big deal. But on that same trip, I was walking out to said car and I took a tumble and I broke my foot. And so the first time I ever met Drew's parents, I kind of put him through the ringer in terms of understanding that they are going to become my family. And they were the most loving, accepting, hilarious, just warm human beings. And I'm just so grateful that I married into such an amazing family and that I get to just connect with another family in such a special way. And I'll tell you, I started the whole thing off with quite a bang.
Hey, Jenna, it's your brother and just want to say a very happy birthday. Just wondering if you've got any funny stories from our childhood that you've never shared before.
Okay, I have so many funny stories. Here's a cute one, though. When me and my brother were little, so many people don't even know I have a brother. I have a brother. He is amazing. He was not on social media for years and years and years. Therefore, I respected that and just didn't really share much about him. However, I was just telling someone the other day that when me and my brother were little, he's 2 years older than I am, and we had our own bedrooms, but I wanted to sleep in his bedroom, and we had these awesome, epic fire engine bunk beds. And we would go to sleep every night and we would have conversations. And I remember asking my brother how old my mom was. And he was like, how old do you think she is? And I said, 20. And he goes, oh, you should tell her that tomorrow. But the funny thing was, is that our rooms were connected with this closet. Like we could get into each other's rooms through the closet. So whenever we were little and we would be naughty, my mom would send us to our rooms and then we would hide in each other's closets and like play together. So my mom was like, I literally can't win because you either are attacking each other. And then when I split you up, you guys want to become best friends and mom's the enemy. But I'm sure my brother deals with this all the time because they have three children. So it makes me laugh. It's like payback for how we were as kids. But we had so many fun memories and just so many good times. So,
hey, Jenna, it's Steph. My question is, if you could take a trip anywhere that you haven't been yet, where would you go?
Anywhere. You know what's so funny is I feel like I've been so fortunate to travel to so many of the places I've dreamed of going, which is crazy to say that. I didn't even fly until I was in seventh or eighth grade. So where would I love to go that I have not yet been? I would say I would love to go to Switzerland. Oh, I know. I know. I want to go to Croatia. There was a season of Below Deck, which again shares my trashy TV love. And they were in Croatia and Croatia looked stunning. So I would love to go to Croatia. That is where I would love to go.
Happy birthday, Jenna. Since this year you'll be celebrating your birthday in quarantine, how are we going to celebrate your birthday when we can all be back together again? Looking forward to that day. Love you so much.
That's my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, Sarah. She's more of a sister than a sister-in-law. Oh my goodness. I would say that we will celebrate at Pizza Luce, which everyone knows is one of my favorite places. We had it for our wedding, and they have the best artichoke dip with gluten-free bread. It's literal heaven. Like, every time you get it, you question, like, is this really gluten-free? I don't really know. But otherwise, I just want to see all the kids together again. It's like heartbreaking that we have to use screens to connect right now. So let's figure out a time, hopefully when all of this ends, that we can celebrate together. But I love you guys.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Owen.
What song do you like to dance with?
Oh, that's my nephew, Owen. What song do I like to dance to? Oh, dun, dun, dun. All right, all right, all right. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, shoot. What? All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Come on, guys. Where do we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We gonna dance alone, and we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. That's my favorite song. I like, if I need a pump up song, that is it. I don't even know what it's called right now. I'm put on the spot, but I'm sure you know that one about the ceiling not being able to hold us is the song. Thank you, Owen, for that question.
Say happy birthday, Jenna. Say Jenna. And Clara wants to know what book you like to read to Conley. Ooh. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say love you.
Bye-bye.
That's my niece, Clara. Oh my gosh. So we've been reading the same books over and over and over again. We only have a small stack here. So every single night we read 6 books. So If Animals Kissed Goodnight is a really good one. We have a book called This Is Sadie, which we love. We have a book about hats and this hedgehog that gets a hat on his head. It's like actually a sock or a mitten. I love, there's so many good ones, like Goodnight Moon, obvi. But there's so many good ones that have like sweet little messages. We also have these cool customized books that have our name in them. It was like with Shutterfly. Super cool. My mom loves Shutterfly. So we love reading those ones because they have our little names in them. But it's literally 6 books per night. And I have to hide them under the pillows because if she sees a stack, she just wants the one that I'm not currently reading.
Hello, it's your mom wishing you happy birthday.
Oh, it's my mom.
I have loved this past year watching the joy you and Coco have together and the naturalness in which you parent. It reminds me of how I felt parenting you. So it's kind of full circle in that way. Lately, I honestly feel you've been parenting me, but my question to you is, what is your favorite memory from childhood? I love you. I miss you. And I can't wait till I hug you in person. God bless you, Jen.
If you guys follow me on social media, you'll know my mom was in an accident. And so she has been cooped up and she basically is healing right now and in a wheelchair. We can't see her and it's devastating. So we have been FaceTiming an awful lot and just taking care of her. But favorite childhood memories. When I think about, I had such a great, blessed childhood. I'm so thankful. I think about so many things. I think about Bible camp and I think about camping with our family in this tiny little camper that went on top of our truck. And I don't know how we fit everyone in there. I think about trips where we went to the Wisconsin Dells this one time and doing diving boards off of the pool and just road trips. And there's so much goodness. I don't know if I can really sum it up, but I've been thinking a lot lately as I'm a mom and just realizing a lot of the things that I inherited from my mom, like the way she prayed over me when she put me down for bed every night and just the way that she snuggles and makes you feel safe and warm and comfortable. And so she's passed on a lot of goodness to me as a mom, which is kind of the best. But I don't know. I mean, I just think about so many memories. It's impossible to sum up. My goodness, I think I made it through. Wow, it's a birthday today. What a weird birthday. But I am just so excited for this next year of life. I'm excited to navigate and pivot and change and grow and to pause a little bit more. I think this situation has taught us all to just pause and be grateful. And every voice that you heard today is just a voice in my world that makes such a difference. And your voice to me, as you listen to this show, you matter to me so deeply. You are the reason why I keep stepping up to the mic and keep showing up and keep fighting for what I believe is possible for all of us. And so here's to another year, another trip around the sun. And I just cannot wait to hug the people and the voices that you heard today and to send you a giant warm virtual hug with washed hands. But man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And just thank you for being a part of this community. I hope that this show is entertaining and fun. And if anything, I'm so excited to be able to listen back on it in the future. Sending you so much love. Thanks for the birthday wishes. I'll see you soon. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.